From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A U.S.-led coalition believes it sent a powerful message to Damascus and its backers, surgically slicing through the country's air defense systems to cripple the backbone of the Syrian government's chemical weapons apparatus. The United States, France, and Britain launched the strikes early Saturday morning, firing 105 missiles at three Syrian chemical weapons facilities, one in the capital of Damascus and two others near Homs, near the border with northern Lebanon, within a matter of minutes. U.S. military officials said an initial assessment showed every one of the missiles struck its target, reducing the facilities to rubble while avoiding any civilian casualties. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking to the news media at the Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru, was asked if he had a message for Russia.
Our message to Russia is you're on the wrong side of history. That it's time for Russia to get the message that President Trump delivered last night. That you're known by the company you keep.
International reaction to joint U.S., French, and British airstrikes against government targets in Syria Saturday morning ranged from support to intense criticism, depending largely on which countries the reaction came from. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council Saturday that Trump informed her the United States is locked and loaded if Syria uses chemical weapons again. But Russian President Vladimir Putin described the attacks as acts of aggression against a sovereign government. This is VOA News. The Islamic Jihad militant group says four of its members were killed Saturday in an accidental blast in Gaza near the Israeli border. An explosion apparently struck a three-wheeled vehicle near a Palestinian protest camp. Islamic Jihad said the four were killed during preparations without elaborating. On Friday, the Gaza Health Ministry said one Palestinian was killed and more than 900 others were injured Friday by Israeli troops, who used gunfire and tear gas to repel numerous attempts by Palestinians to cross the border fence separating the Palestinian-governed Gaza Strip from Israel. South Africans have held a funeral for Winnie Madikizela Mandela, one of the most prominent figures of South Africa's anti-apartheid movement and member of parliament from 2009 until her death earlier this month. Known to her supporters as Mother of the Nation, Madikizela Mandela was married to anti-apartheid hero Nelson Mandela and spoke for him publicly during his 27 years in prison for conspiring to overthrow the state. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered a eulogy.
The pain we carry in our hearts cannot be extinguished. Much as this is a painful moment for us, we do not want to be denied our joy in recalling the life of so wondrous a person.
The state funeral service packed Orlando Stadium. A senior UN migration official says a main success of Friday's UN pledging conference for the Democratic Republic of Congo is that it has put that country's forgotten humanitarian crisis back on the international agenda. Lisa Schlein reports.
Donors have pledged $528 million for urgently needed humanitarian aid in DR Congo, making a significant dent in the UN's efforts to raise $1.7 billion. Jean-Philippe Chosy is the International Organization for Migration Chief of Mission in DRC. He tells VOA the conference also has succeeded in drawing international attention to the severity of the crisis in the country.
Just over the past 2 years, the number of Congolese displaced by the violence has increased by more than 200%.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Fresh fighting in northern Afghanistan has disrupted the electric supply to Kabul and several provinces for the second time in less than 3 weeks. The hostilities come as the country's Independent Election Commission on Saturday launched a long-delayed voters' registration process for parliamentary and district council elections scheduled for October 20th. I'm Sarah Williams.
That's the latest world news from VOA.